413-736-1450 is the Average Joe Show 2.0. Give us a call, 413-736-1450. Joining us in studio right now, I mean, look, here's the deal. It's 5:45 on a Tuesday. You know this is the Falcons neighborhood. You know you're going to get Springfield Falcons talk. You know you should go to the FalconsAHL.com. The Springfield Falcons are at home tomorrow, Wednesday at the Mass Mutual Center. And then again on Friday as well. Joining us in studio right now, we've had coaches, we've had players, we've never had royalty. And today we get royalty. Today joining us is Studio Buster. You're sitting right next to her.
El Presidente herself,
Sarah Pompey. She is the president of your Springfield Falcons. Again, follow the Falcons at the Falcons AHL on Twitter, and always go to FalconsAHL.com.
Well, when Kyle said the president was coming and it's a female, I looked out there and I looked right past you. I kind of pictured, a president of an organization. I'm thinking 50 in their 40s. You're a kid. Look at you.
I was teasing him, Sarah, that when he was in college, you were born. Do you get this reaction a lot when you go into fundraising meetings and to meet with sponsors? The initial reaction is, wow, okay, let's talk business.
I do frequently, absolutely, but it certainly works to my advantage as well.
Yeah. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Sure, absolutely. I think, it's fulfilling in the sense of at games, oftentimes a lot of young girls come up and they say, I've seen your picture in the paper, I've read about all the volunteer work and everything you're doing in the community, and I really admire you and look up to you.
Totally.
So I think it paves a way for young girls who want to get into professional sports.
That's well played. We've had, Jen Welter's been on our program before, the coach for the Arizona Cardinals. She's a friend of mine. And so to get, the strong women's voices in the sports industry is important on a number of levels.
Absolutely. It's a different perspective.
Yeah.
We have an equal balance in our office of men and women, which really creates a wonderful dynamic. Everyone brings a unique angle to the table.
Does it ever get tiresome talking about the gender thing?
No, not at all.
Okay.
Well, that's why are we past the point in history where a woman holding this position is a story, or do people still want to make like you represent a cause or something?
I'd like to say it's not a story. I'd like people to focus on, the task at hand, the Springfield Falcons, professional hockey in Western Mass. I think people, if you work hard and you're a leader, it certainly speaks volumes of itself, regardless male or woman.
Well, I'm sure you get the other side of the coin, too, like, jeez. Right, I mean, you get some of those guys,
geez,
too.
What? Can you follow through?
Well, I'm
waiting for the rest of your sentence.
Well, I mean, I'm sure you get some of the, some of those types that say, oh, geez, a woman's doing this. I mean, you must have encountered those types, too.
I get a lot of feedback at games about the, on-ice product, off-ice. Certainly used to feedbacks in all areas, so take it into consideration and move forward.
Sarah, I'm curious, because you have this Falcons team now that is under a brand new affiliation with the Arizona Coyotes.
Right.
And it was a story that we covered very closely as the affiliation switch happened. Throughout the potential for not having an affiliation entered our minds a little bit. I'm sure it entered yours as well for, a brief moment or two. How much of your, and you guys are back home tomorrow, the Bridgeport Sound Tigers, and then again on Friday, the Rochester Amerks, a team that obviously Coach Ralston has very personal history with. How much of your job is hockey-related? Because in our mind, you have the perfect job. You're working around hockey 100% of the time. We're missing the business side of it. That must be about 85% of your day, right?
The business side is actually 99.9% of my day.
I undersold it.
Exactly. Bruce Landon oversees all of our directive of hockey operations.
Sure.
And he's a hockey liaison with the Arizona Coyotes, which has been a great relationship and partnership. Our focus is 100% business related here in Springfield.
Sure.
In terms of community relations efforts, ticket sales, corporate partners, marketing.
Yeah.
We are a ticket sales driven organization. So we certainly, our goal is to get as many people into the Mass Mutual Center for 38 plus dates, hopefully playoffs this year.
Yeah,
too.
Absolutely. We'll say 45 plus dates.
Exactly.
I want at least 7 home playoff games. That's what I want.
I'd like a little more, 8
okay.
plus.
So. All right, let's do it. Okay, we'll do this. We'll arrange this. Sarah, and on the other side of that is the question is, we hear people, our callers all the time talk about how much they want to support local hockey and how much they want to support the Springfield Armor and how much they want to support UMass basketball. But the follow through is always what seems to get people, right? The actually putting the family in the car and driving to the Mass Mutual Center. So answer this for me. The state of hockey in Springfield is what? Is it strong? Is the fan support what you want it to be?
We'd certainly like to see an improvement. You know, we're continually on our end working.
Yeah.
This is Springfield's team.
Yeah.
And we're working so people have a strong allegiance towards this team. Over the past couple of years, we've really implemented some unique promotions and theme nights at our games, which have been successful in getting new groups out.
Sure.
We have a very high return rate, but it's just getting those new audience out down to the MassMutual Center. A lot of people said, you know, they come down and catch a game and say, I haven't been here in 10 years, but I forgot how much fun it is.
Yeah, absolutely.
Before you were president, you did a lot of work with the Springfield Falcons Foundation. Now, do you get to do any of that as part of your 99%, or basically now with your 99%, you don't get to visit your old baby, the Springfield Falcon Foundation?
No,
anymore?
I do quite a bit. It's the philanthropic arm of our organization.
Awesome.
So certainly regular school visits, hospital visits, everyone in our front office as well as players are out into the organization volunteering their time, resources. I'm really trying to give back to the community that supports us.
Sarah, how many times a week? We're talking with Sarah Pompei, the president of the Springfield Falcons. Go to falconsahl.com and pick up your tickets for Wednesday, for Friday, or even the Friday after that. There's so many home dates coming up. We want to get you out there. How many times a week do you just pinch yourself and say, I'm not 30 yet, and I've got my dream job?
Quite a bit.
I mean,
I think it's surreal. I mean, every time, you know, there's a home game and I go into the arena and it's a packed house, it's certainly fulfilling. And, seeing fans walking around the arena and having a good time and, you know, shaking their thunder sticks and playing with their mini sticks and really just smiling. And it's a fun family night out. That's certainly when it makes it worthwhile.
Have you ever tried to enlist anyone to make a Pompey jersey? You're a sweater with your name on the back and your favorite number. Just walk around with a Falcons jersey like that.
I did not.
Can we get that done?
There actually is one Pompey jersey.
So
2 years ago, we did a St. Patrick's Day jersey. And my dad's a huge, he loves St. Patrick's Day.
Yes.
So I got him a jersey with Pompey and number 10 on the back.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
Well, there's one.
I know this isn't your department, but basically we're sitting here and saying, you know, 0-5. What the heck? What's going on there?
You know, it's early on. There are a lot of new players within the organization. It takes time to gel.
Sure.
We've seen it in the past where we had a strong start and a slow finish.
Yeah, we remember those.
So there's plenty of hockey left to be played, and we're optimistic on our end.
I love that. Sarah Pompei of the Springfield Falcons joins us in studio right now. So your trip, your journey from getting your business communications degree to being the president of this team had so many twists and turns, right? I mean, your father obviously is a strong believer in this club. He has ownership of it as well. Can you talk to us about those early days when it was just like this became the family business, where the Springfield Falcons became the Pompey family business? I have a family business. It's not professional hockey. That's a pretty cool place to be, right?
It is. No, absolutely.
Were you always a hockey family?
Absolutely. Yeah? Certainly a hockey family and a sports family in general. I remember the first time I came to the MassMutual Center, and it was right before my dad bought the team, and we came undercover boss style.
That's awesome.
We just came, sat in the stands, you know, ate food, walked around, looked at fans, and really got a positive vibe and saw a lot of potential to take the organization to the next level. And, you know, I really enjoy the marketing and the promotions and the theme nights because that obviously gets more people into the building as well. And saw a lot of potential there. And, you know, it was an easy sell, so to speak.
That's awesome.
Now, of course, you're competing with entertainment dollars with lots of other things. How did the family find out, or how did they feel like when they found out that, okay, a casino was approved and you hear these rumors that Springfield's talking to a minor league baseball team? Do you guys welcoming bringing more people in the city, or do you say, oh, this is something we've got to compete with now entertainment dollars wise?
You know, I think entertainment dollars are always scarce, and certainly, you know, there are quite a few options in the Springfield area. I think anything that brings people to downtown Springfield is a positive. If it's a vibrant, you know, community and the place to be, I think that, you know,
well, no,
you
I
left
mean,
me speechless.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Well, no, but I think there's a lot.
Well,
to
I'm just
said
curious,
there,
like in behind the scenes, when the Falcons find out a casino's coming, did you guys say secretly behind the doors, yes, or like, oh boy, this is going to be a competition for us?
Certainly, anything entertainment based is competition us. I think that bringing people to downtown Springfield's a positive. I think, you know, there's certainly a lot of variables. And, you know, at that point, you know, I have nothing really more to say.
No, totally.
That.
That's absolutely true. And I think that, you know, what we're talking about is a finite number of dollars. But with a tradition, and we talk, I mean, there's so much. Think about the Springfield Hockey, Springfield Historical Hockey Society that just had its event over at the Big E, or the Eastern States Exposition. There's such a rich tradition of hockey in this community that dates back generations long before we were around. And I think that's the kind of thing, when you look at the Springfield Falcons, you know that that support's never going to wane. It's recruiting new fans from, like, for instance, my son, who's 5, is a Cub Scout. You guys are having a sleepover night in a couple of next month, for where he and I and his Cub Scout troop, pack, den, whatever it is, we'll be spending the night over in the MassMutual Center.
Awesome.
How many of those, I mean, like, that's got to be the stuff where you figure, if you can get them now, you have a gang. Yeah. You can get them now and then hook them, right?
Exactly. Absolutely. And that's why it's so important for our staff and our players to be out in the community and giving back in the schools and local youth organizations.
Yeah, yeah.
And really, you know, it really means a lot to these students. They want to come out and see the players on the ice, yeah, and creating new fans in Western Mass.
Well, Sarah, if you see a guy who's about my height, looks a little bit more tired at like 2 a.m. in the late part of November, wearing the Screech the Falcon head, just running around on the ice at like 2 or 3, it's not me. Just ignore it. Don't take any photos. Put your cell phones away. Sarah Pompey, it's been such a pleasure to catch up with you.
So the next home games are when?
Tomorrow night, Wednesday, as well as Friday night. Friday night, wear your costume. It's Halloween at the Nest.
Oh, yeah.
And I appreciate you so much. This was great catching up.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
The Springfield Falcons president, Sarah Pompey. Come on out to the MassMutual Center Friday, Wednesday, next Friday. Go to FalconsAHL.com. Go to the box office. Grab your tickets. Of course, Andy Zilch. You can listen to him. And I'm telling you, I think if you hold up signs to Zilch, he acknowledges you. If you hold up Zilch signs, he will absolutely acknowledge you. Sarah, thanks so much. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you.
All right. On the other side of the break, Buster, we're going to see if we can find Tony. No one's seen Tony yet.
Just leave out a snack.
Yeah, if we leave a candy bar, I'm sure Tony will come around. And we have to
It's also Bacon Day.
Bacon Day, Naked Bacon Bar Tuesday. And also, we have to hit Thursday Night Football. Only 2 nights away. Patriots-Dolphins. It's the Average Joe Show 2.0. CBS Sports Radio, 1450.
The Hall.